The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Do you remember our marquee clubbing days?
I do. I also remember going to brunch without our children.
Do you? I don't know that I can go that far back. Today's guests, can't even get through it because I'm so fucking excited. They're going to tell us how our clubbing days has prepared us all for motherhood. It is my absolute pleasure because they are in person, alive in front of us. They don't even have last names.
Sharon Madonna.
We have Kat and Nat. Kat and Nat are both from Toronto. They're some of the funniest fucking women we've ever met. They're on a mission to rewrite the paradigm of the perfect mom. They are not. They dismantle the unrealistic portrayals of motherhood. They've often presented Kat and Nat, you are everything. You are
my obsession.
You are our obsession. I recently went on their podcast called hashtag Mom Truths. You are the fucking truth. We love you. We love everything about you. We will sit in our cars. We will talk on the phone. We will go through your Instagram, your podcast. We don't even know what to say.
I mean, my favorite one probably was, and I told my husband last night that, you know, we were meeting today. And I said, remember that video, that Instagram I showed you of how clubbing prepares you for motherhood?
Yeah.
That was when I fell in love with you guys.
Wow, we really nailed that video. We should come up with some other good ones. No, but it was just every single thing in that video related to being a mom. From barf all over you to someone crying in the bathroom.
To not going to the bathroom alone.
No, yeah, to waking up to someone in the bed with you and you don't know how they got there. What are you doing here?
Someone's always barfing.
Someone. Or it smells like barf. Don't you find that when you have kids? Everything you're
in the car.
You're trying to find
where the barf is coming
and
from.
And she'll be like, what is that? What's that smell? What is that smell? And you're always doing that as a mom.
Takes forever to get out of the house.
Oh, right. We were putting on some makeup last night and I was like, can you believe that people take, like, we used to sit here and do this for like an hour. It takes us like 3 minutes now.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but it was fun. You had wine, you had cocktails. Yeah. Now it's just like trying to get everything a kid needs to get out of the house so that you're properly
the
equipped.
Snack bag alone.
Mm. I'm so glad they're done with that.
And every time they take a bite.
We're not done.
No, I train them early.
Yeah. And the worst is every time they take a bite of something, they are immediately thirsty. Like, they can't even have a bite of, like, a goldfish. I need water.
So, just to be clear, Kat has three kids.
Yeah.
Nat, you have four kids. Yeah. Let's give us some age. Let's give us some ages.
They're all between the age of 6 and 13.
Mm-hmm. So, I've got the oldest girl. It goes and she's like this. Got the youngest.
Ready? 13,
go.
12.
Oh, let's go.
11.
There we go.
10.
You got it.
10. Yes. 7. Yeah. 6. We have one in every single grade.
Nobody's in the same grade either.
So, they're all 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 2, 1.
And we got pregnant with her second and my third at the same time.
We planned it.
Yeah. We didn't tell our husbands. We were just like, she's like, I want to have a second. I was like, well, I definitely want to have four, so I might as well get three. And I know it's a bit soon. They were only like 16 months apart.
She's like, I'll have FOMO if you're pregnant, and I'm not. I'm like, you gotta do it together. Just do it. And she's like, what do I tell him? I go, absolutely not. Just like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm pregnant. And then I was like to her, have you told your husband? And it was weeks went by. She's like, I haven't told him. I'm scared to tell him.
We would go and do pregnancy tests in the dollar store bathroom.
Yeah.
And like, and everywhere we could do a pregnancy test, we would just do one because they're fun.
Yes.
Right?
So
when you're
fun.
Pregnant.
Like, so fun. Not as the COVID tests are no fun. Pregnancy tests are fun.
So we just kept doing them. And I was like, for sure I'm pregnant. And then she's like, tell him. I'm like, mm. And then I just, and then she's like, you got to tell him. I'm like, nah, I don't have to tell him.
No, I'm like, well, I don't want to go out with him at night one night because one day I'm just going to spill it.
Well, I'm like, you can't tell yours and then I tell mine.
That's I told my husband before and I told him not to tell your
but
husband.
That's suspicious. You know what I mean? Like now we're suspicious. And they were 2 weeks apart.
They were supposed to be Stop born it. In the same school year and one
Are they the same gender?
Yeah, the both boys.
And best they were supposed to be born within 5 days apart and mine was 2 weeks late. So we had sex early. Like literally
so
the same
the
day.
Who has the better boy sports birthday? Because I'm going to ask
Max.
This.
January.
January! Yeah. Boom, boom!
Oh, yeah, mine is December 27th.
Oh,
and he's very, I have a very tall husband, but he is, I've got four kids, and this one is a small one.
But he's a mean small gamer. One. Like, guys, he's going to be in the metaverse so hard. He'll be the richest of them all. He'll beat all those athletes. You know what I mean? Like, he is so good. Yeah,
he's
those.
Smart enough to be the youngest, but like, for sports.
And do they all go to the same school?
No.
Only two boys. Of the seven kids, two boys ended up at the same school this year.
You cannot forget this, people. I am here to remind you that Mother's Day is just around the corner. Spoil that deserving mama. Yep, you heard me clearly. Spoil that deserving mama in your life with something unique and beautiful. Luckily for you, Macy's has you covered. You guys, you have to use their gift finder service. Finding amazing gifts for any time, at any price, for every kind of mama. The super mama, the baking mama, the fashion mama, the jewelry mama, the hostess mama. They literally have something for everyone. They've curated the most unique gifts with their gift finder. Their website is sectioned out by categories, which you guys makes it super easy to find the perfect gift. Macy's has gifts for every budget, whether you're looking for the coziest of slippers, literally under $25, or you're treating mom to something a little more deluxe, like a little Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses. No matter what your mom is into, they have it all. Is she a fashion icon, obsessed with beauty? Does she love breakfast in bed? Spoil her with the Bevel espresso maker. I'm telling you, I have it. It's insane. You're never going back. And more top-notch cookware that she really loves and deserves. When they say they have something for every mom, they really do. Godiva for the foodie, Fitbits for the gym buddy, and any perfume you can imagine for the beauty obsessed. As you know, Macy's carries some of the most sought after gifts and the best brands. Dior, Chanel, Clinique, Jo Malone, London, Gucci, Martha Stewart, Kendra, Scott, Coach. Amazing products, amazing lists. Also, another reason to shop at Macy's is their celebration of AAPI Heritage Month, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage, during the month of May. Since 2007, Macy's has raised over $790,000 in support of APIA scholars in their mission to ensure that Asian American and Pacific Islander students have access to college education. You can donate online or round up your in-store purchases for an APIA scholars. Plus, you can always shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned and founded brands. Find out more at macys.com/purpose. I love, love, love shopping at places that are really trying to make a difference in this world and really believe in the importance of giving back. Head on over to macys.com/giftfinder. So that's Macy's, macys.com/giftfinder to make this Mother's Day an especially memorable one.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good, me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
Can I just say to our audience, you know, you guys have done over 100 live shows.
with Mom Truths.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I know you normalize like motherhood and but how did it begin? Take us back.
Yeah. How did Katnip start outside of high school?
You know, I'm going to tell you because the live show is like, we're very big on dreaming. And I think so many people don't talk about that. And our whole platform started on a conversation of us dreaming, literally dreaming when we were pushing a stroller. And she used to tell, she used to be like, we are meant to do something different because you just always said that to me. And then
I was like, we're so good at being moms. But I feel like there's space on top of being amazing moms. I'm like, I feel like there's space for the two of us. I just don't know what it is.
And then we just took this weird path of just trying things. And then the live shows came out of us sitting behind a white desk and doing Facebook Live and being like, we want to see people in real life and have the most epic party you could ever imagine with cocktails and strippers and like, you know, everything and DJs. And no one was doing it. And so our agents were like, no, like you have to try this before anyone's going to pick you up because influencers weren't really a thing yet.
Yeah, like WME was like, we're not going to give you a touring team because you guys think you can sell out a theater for moms and throw a party.
So we did it ourselves and we booked a theater and we did one in Toronto, not knowing what it was going to be like. Like, well, it'd be like a cocktail party. We give everyone free alcohol, free food.
We got sponsors for everything.
And we were like, just come party. So we go out to see everyone. There was like security for the front door and we got swarmed and they were like, you can't come out here. We're like, what the fuck is going on? We're like, just, we wanted to go talk to people. That didn't happen.
And we're like, let's do Boston and Texas and see if we can sell those out.
And Jersey. And they—
That is amazing.
And so we did it ourselves with our tiny team of like three. We were blowing up balloons backstage by ourselves.
Interviewing strippers. Like, yeah,
we found them all.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
The shows sold out in 12 hours. Like, the theater had like, I think, 1,500, and they sold out. And then our agents are like, I guess you get a tour. And we're like, okay.
And was this before Instagram? Like, before you guys built up your following on Instagram?
Or kind
was
of kind of simultaneously? Yeah, simultaneously. Yeah. No, it was all very organic conversations that grew.
What year was this?
We started when our boys were two.
Yeah.
Tricky? I don't know.
How old are they now?
10.
Okay. Yeah. 8 years ago?
Or we started when they were born. You know, everything has been a conversation for literally a conversation. And we started hosting moms in her living room with wine. And then everyone would drink and not leave. And because they wanted to talk so badly.
These women wanted to connect. They wanted to have conversations. And the only time they were ever getting together was either like at work where you can't really talk about your kids. Or when the kids are around, you can never finish a sentence.
Totally.
So we're like, there's something here that women need.
It was also the height of Pinterest. And I think that was where the game changer was for us because companies and agents wanted to make us Pinterest. And they were like, you have to do DIY. Remember DIY?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were like, you have to do this if you want to be anything.
And they were like, look at those moms. What were the moms on YouTube?
What's up?
What's up, moms?
What's up, moms?
Oh, yeah. What's up, moms?
Yeah. Who
and
are
they,
super talented.
They could do so many good things. And they were like, be inspired by them. Like, I do remember we took a balloon and we covered
that's,
it in
by
chocolate.
The way, that's my friend, Brooke Mahan.
Yes.
She started that company.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's incredible.
Incredible.
But Brooke left.
She's back in a little bit to kind of help it out.
No,
but it is still an incredible company.
Oh, yes. And they're really good at it.
And they
guess
cook.
Who's not good at it?
And crafts
the two of us.
You are not crafters.
So it would every time.
It would end. The camera would go off. I'm like, fuck. Like, you know, it was
these little balloons and you covered them in chocolate and then you pop the balloons and they were supposed to make little chocolate cups. We put them outside in the snow and like left them out there and we're like, did the squirrels eat them? Like,
nothing worked for us. And then we did a video that was really like what everyone was saying. And it went viral.
And what was that one about?
It was actually, it was based on like the mockery of the Instagram mom at the time, which was kind of we're not that mom. So like, you know, the kids are all lined up in the clothing and like, we were just holding it together. And I remember everyone being like, that's not who I am either. And it started to snowball. And then a TV show flew us out to LA. And they looked at us and they go, we are cleaner than Disney.
Oh, it was the Home and Family Channel.
You two have to keep it together.
And all of them came over like,
Home and Family, yeah.
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 And when everyone came out to us. So girls, we've seen your video. Like, we love you, but you know, you're really going to have to keep this super PG.
Yeah.
So watch what you say. And the two of us were like, how can we even open our mouths without saying something wrong?
Yeah.
It was so scary.
And then the TV shows just kind of began to pick us up. And the Today Show was really the original ones who were like.
I remember seeing you on that.
Yeah, like,
I'm like, who the fuck is Katnip?
Yeah, like a long time ago. And they were like, we love what you do. Will you? And we're like,
which was so crazy because at the time we would, in between picking up the kids from preschool, we would like come and feed our babies and we would watch Kathy and Hoda. And we were like, oh, one day we're going to meet them.
We're going to be on that show for what?
I don't know. We just look at our babies and pick them up from preschool, kids up from preschool, do the same thing every day, like Groundhog Day with these babies. I was like, their life looks a lot more fun.
And that's part of it is that I think everyone can identify with that. Like I'm in the car all the time.
Doesn't end, by the way.
Sometimes I pick up, stragglers and I'm like, yep, mm-hmm. hop in. We'll take you home.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. But that's, I think, the raw reality of what you guys talk about and show is what everybody's like, why can't everybody be like that? Like it's, that's
reality.
And
also being truthful. You know what I mean? Mom truths, like it ain't fucking pretty.
Mm.
It's sometimes pretty.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be. Like, we were the first of our friends to have babies. Like, everyone else had them years later.
They're like, let's go for dinner at 9. And I'm like, fuck no.
Yeah.
No.
Like, 9 o'clock.
Four days.
But we thought it was going to be as pretty as we saw on, like, social media. Or at least what we had in our head from, like, the movies and TV. And it was absolutely the opposite of that. And it was really lonely. And we cried a lot. And we felt lonely even though we were never alone. And that's when we really, like, our relationship got really close. Because when we started hanging out with each other, we realized that, like, you don't need a husband, you need a wife.
It's so
we're
true.
Wives.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we recently had an argument, which fine, everybody does, but it was so hard. I'm like, oh my God.
I literally sent her a text because I saw something that I thought she'd like. And I'm like, I know you're not talking to me, but you're the only person that'll appreciate this.
You two fought.
I mean, we fight like sisters.
These fake Chanel tights.
They're so good.
Why
would you spend like $400 on
tights? I didn't respond, and she knew I was really upset.
I just didn't say anything.
How did you end it?
We talked.
Like on text?
No, we tried to do it on text, but then we ended up saying it.
And then we saw each other.
But it's good. Everybody handles things in their own.
Yes.
You know, have you guys ever fought?
No.
Really?
Never?
All right. Why is it so hard to get your kids to take their vitamins? The other day, honestly, I was trying to get Gray to take his vitamins and he refused because I wasn't giving him the ones that are pretty much candy in disguise. As a mom, I was shocked to learn how truly bad children's vitamins are. They are filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk that our little ones really should never eat. This is why I love Hiya. It's created by 2 dads who wanted to make a better type of vitamin for their kids. With the help of pediatricians, nutritionists, and scientists, they formulated a super powdered chewable vitamin. Most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can cause various health issues. Hiya is made with 0 sugars and 0 gummy junk. And what I love most about it is that Gray Stuber still loves it. Their ingredients, their list is simple. A blend of 12 farm fresh fruits and vegetables and 15 essential vitamins, which help support a healthy immune system, energy levels, brain function, mood, teeth, bones, and more. We love this vitamin for our kids because it fills in most of the gaps in my kids' diet to provide everything that they should be eating in one day. I've been giving these vitamins to my kids now for a few months, and they truly, truly love them. And they also love to go, hiya! Honestly, my kids like the taste, and they're very sometimes picky eaters. I don't have to fight them to take it. And I know they are actually giving them the nutrition they need. It's made my life much easier and given me one less thing to worry about. It's seriously a first in the Stuber household and my ultimate mom hack. We've worked at a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/lipstick. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to HiyaHealth, HiyaHealth.com/lipstick and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults.
Take us back to how you met.
Yeah, take us back. High school.
Met?
Yeah.
Yeah, like ninth grade at Northern.
Ninth grade at Northern.
Okay, because it's bad. Like our book, we're bad. Like we were bad
away
girls.
From your
tell
high
me
school.
Everything. My high school. So that's, Molly, they went to my rival high school.
Yeah.
I was NTCI.
Oh.
North Toronto Collegiate.
Northern.
And you were Northern.
We were so bad.
So what would happen is the bell would ring And I mean, these classes, like the classes had, I don't know how many people, and the teacher barely knew your name. Nobody cared if you showed up or if you didn't. Like, I had just come from like a small girls private school and I escaped. But at private school, if you get like below like an 80%, they're calling your mom and like having a whole program for how you're going to get better. When I got to this public school, like I could skip school for a week and they wouldn't call. So when I didn't want to go into class because it was just so distracting, I saw this one standing outside and she wasn't going in for the bell either. Yeah. And she's like, come to my mom's house. My mom lives in New York, but she has a house here. She's not here during the week. Let's go smoke a joint and eat some bagels.
And listen, my mom was
bagels and cheese.
Because my mom, she was a single mom and it was like a small house, but it was close to the school and she was trying to make ends meet. And so I would just have bagels and cheese.
Nothing in the fridge, but bagels and
slices of
cheese.
And so we would just get high and then just eat bagels.
And she would be like, I'm not going back to school. And I'd go back to school, I was so high. And yeah, I'd be like, oh my God, they're going to know I'm high. And then I'd go to one class and be like, I'm out. I got to go home. I can't do this.
Yeah, we're bad. We're so bad.
Yeah.
So.
But it was nice to have somebody, you know, who was there when everyone else was going to school. And then it was, I had my baby and we
were
saw
like
each other
friends
on Facebook.
In high
not in high school.
No, after that
did you go to college
of
together?
Life.
No,
we didn't go. I dropped out of high school.
Did you really?
I really did. I never finished high school. Are you mind blown right now?
But then she went to university.
I have 2 degrees, but I went as a mature student.
And so I want to go to as a mature student. I want to be a mature student. I never graduated college. I did graduate high school. Never went back. I got into Vanderbilt, left after 2 years. Oh. This podcast is not about me. Hold on. When did you drop out of high school?
I was 16. Yeah, no, we have a colorful past, if you will.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think a colorful past is a great past?
Yeah, it was for us.
I think it's what gave us our confidence today. Like, I think because if you're okay with not being the norm when you're 16, because you have to be, like, you have to find your own path. No one was like, good for you. Like, we were literally too rogue, lost little girls roaming the streets, literally, quite literally. Mm-hmm. And we kind of found our way through like bumps
and
so
the
many
irony
bumps.
That we got married, like normal, like real proper marriages to like nice, normal guy, really responsible guys. We married them. Then we had babies first. Like we did not match what we ended up both doing.
They didn't know what was coming for them.
That's amazing.
We presented very well.
We never lived in the same city as them until we were married.
They know none of our past. You know what I mean?
That's right. You said Boston.
Boston. He was living in New York and her husband was a hockey player. So they were never living in the same city. We all got engaged.
You know, we come from a place where everybody knows everybody. Like you bump into someone, you're
in
like,
Toronto,
oh,
you know
Toronto. I mean, and he's not Toronto proper. So
no, we
he knows,
got guys from outside the circle.
He sees sometimes your stories and he's like, oh my, like I won't even tell you what we did sometimes. So bad.
But so good.
So good.
Yeah. And it's what made you guys what you are.
Well, and you know what's crazy? Now that we have daughters that are 13 and we're like, we know what we did when we were 13. So we're like, Taylor, like, you know, like I know people are going to be doing drugs and having sex and drinking. She's like, Mom, that is so inappropriate. I am in grade 8. People are not doing that.
Yeah, and we're like, yeah, there. I'm like, fingering, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is fingering? I'm like, what's going to happen? You're not going to even know. And then there's a finger. Just be prepared.
That's, oh my God, that is like the best.
Fingering's a gateway.
Weed and fingering.
Weed
and a little bit of cocktail. Watch out, you know, those Smirnoffs go a long way.
Right. The LCBO.
God,
I used to do the peach schnapps.
Next,
what was it? The hard apple cider?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike's hard lemon. Mike's,
all of those.
Terrible.
Revolting.
Terrible. Next step.
One of my favorite other posts that you did, and I think I remember showing this to you last summer, was posting the two of you jumping into the pool. Mm-hmm. And the caption was what got me because it was something along, and I'll butcher it, was something along the lines of like, your kids won't remember what you looked like. They'll remember that you got in the pool. Mm-hmm. And I could tear up right now because I think that's something that like, if you don't feel great in a bathing suit and you don't feel like you're the skinniest, you're so worried about like, ooh, do I get in the pool? Do I not? And
get into the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that resonated with me because it was actually very funny. We had moved out to the burbs in Jersey and joined a club and every mom was like, no mom gets in the pool.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? No mom gets in the pool? I was like, what?
It's so hot. Like, I want to get in the pool.
And I'm like, okay. But I'm like, I'm sweating. Like, I don't know. That's like cute. Mm-hmm. And then I found my moms that got in the pool.
Yeah.
And I love that, you know?
And we always say like, you think to yourself when you take off that like beach cover up that everyone at the pool's head is going to whip around and like scrutinize, you know, every stretch mark, every roll.
all they're worried about is their own bodies.
They totally.
Care less they don't what care your less. Body looks
totally.
Like.
Totally.
100%.
They're sitting there being like, should I take mine off? Like, oh, how do I look?
100%.
They're not even looking up.
No, they're not.
No. They're like, God forbid I even make eye contact. Do you know what I mean?
Just,
yeah. No
and
eye contact.
Mom, they're just watching the kids and make sure they're not drowning. They're not worried about your body or your wedgie or anything.
But I love that because, again, it kind of goes back to what you guys do, which is really kind of make people feel, oh, there's someone else thinks that or mm-hmm. feels that. Like it really normalizes mm-hmm. it. And I thought that was, I loved that post and I shared it with so many people.
Aww. Thank you.
I shared the mom truths about trying to fit everything in one suitcase.
Oh my God. That was
you guys,
a good one.
Please visually set it up. There is a suitcase
yeah.
you're trying to close.
Oh yeah.
We do this all. This is us all. This is actually a metaphor.
Also getting into their jeans.
Yeah, mm. and a dress.
We would never check a bag, right? Because we never want to lose it. So we're always
not even that. We never want to wait. We want to be the first ones off, the first ones in. I'm not waiting at the baggage carousel.
Let's check the hotel bar.
I'd rather buy something than wait in a line for that.
But then also, because we live in Canada, like if you want to buy some clothes, it's always better here. So we have them shipped to the hotel, but we don't think about what it's going to be like when you go to pack the suitcase later. Mm-hmm. And that's when you literally have to look and decide, like, what am I keeping and what am I tossing? Like, when's the last time I wore this?
We lie on them. We jump on them. We like zip them.
How these suitcases are not broken yet, I have no idea.
It's a metaphor for our life. Like, and I've zipped mm-hmm. her and just, so we've gotten each other so many
outfits. You getting into the jeans?
Oh my God.
The from the back and lifting up the butt.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the jeans. These were new jeans. We worked with a stylist because we don't ever know what to wear. So we're like, we need some clothes. So she brought us a million clothes to the house. I was like, I need jeans, like jeans that are comfortable.
Jeans are so hard too.
Uh-huh. Jeans are very comfortable, uncomfortable around the waist. So I get these jeans. They're cool, right? They're like high-waisted, they're flares. I'm like, I put them on. I'm doing well before we go on our trip because I'm like, you know, eating well and everything. I wear these jeans from like 7 o'clock in the morning on the airplane to bedtime. I wear jeans till bedtime. Usually,
tell them what you did from off the airplane
to
bedtime.
But I wore them the whole time, and I went to bed then, and I was like, I'm still in jeans, which is like so crazy because usually I'll always put on like Lulus at like as soon as I can. I'm like, wow, I'm doing really well. The next morning, I tried to put on those jeans.
After three giant dirty martinis the size of my face and a pound of mashed potatoes for
mashed
dinner.
And I love mashed potatoes.
We do a podcast and she's so wasted that she forgets we're doing it three times.
So I told you you had beautiful eyes.
Yeah, she is. And then she tells me.
It's like, your eyes are your thing.
And then she
lets, so beautiful.
Then she lets it rip. And I'm like, we're
thanks.
Done.
Thanks.
We're done.
Thanks.
We're done.
Yeah, I started. And I fell off the bed. But I thought, I didn't
and
have dinner
the jeans,
other than the mashed potatoes, so I thought the jeans would fit even better.
They don't fit the next day. And I'm like, do you know
so
what you did last? Like, the martinis were so
she tells
big.
Me if I drink salty things, eat salty things, then my pants will be tighter. I didn't know that.
She didn't believe me.
That's why you don't eat salt or sushi.
Sushi, and I love sushi. That's
she
like
loves
my,
sushi.
I could eat sushi morning.
She didn't believe me. I'm
I
like,
don't believe you,
no,
still.
But we did it.
What were the jeans?
What kind?
Yeah, what were they? We kept them on for like 9 hours.
I think they're even mothers.
Yes.
Oh, the mother
flare. They should
flare.
Be made for mothers. Yeah. So she's stretching me out in the front. She's like, I got this. I wore those jeans out. We went out with her friend in New York. And I was like, it was a dark, dark bar. And I was so uncomfortable. I'm like, I think we have to go to bed. It's like 7 o'clock. They're like, just undo your jeans.
No I said, unzip them. No one will see. We'll walk out. Like, I'll cover
you
if they like bust off. She's like, if I open them, they're not going back on. I'm like, don't worry. I got you. I
no,
got you, babe.
Those jeans are retired until I do a good job. Today is not the day. Today is not the day.
No waistbands for the rest of the week.
All right, you guys, new obsession. Well, it's not actually a new obsession anymore, but it's Ashlyn Hard Seltzer. Okay, you guys, I have been drinking this for a few months now and it is so good. I'm so hooked. I got sent a case literally like, I guess it's been like 3 months now. I got all the flavors, lavender lemonade, orange pineapple, ginger peach. My personal favorite, blackberry lemonade. It is a delicious, clean, crafted, hard seltzer. You guys, I've been putting them out as little get-togethers with all my friends, and I love having them for multiple reasons. First off, we love the packaging. Super chic. They fit the aesthetic. You know, I'm a mama who loves when my drinks fit the aesthetic. They also have a wide variety of flavors, and all of them taste so good. I think that's the one thing I love about this brand, because literally, they're all so good and so different at the same time. But what I love about it, guilt-free. all about guilt-free good time. Their idea is simple. They believe a hard seltzer should be made with all natural ingredients for outstanding taste and purity. This concept led them to create Ashland Hard Seltzer. It's only 100 calories per can. It has only 5% alcohol, all natural, no sugar, no fat, zero carbs, malt-free, and gluten-free. The company was founded, which I love, in San Diego in 2020, and it has become the number one selling independent hard seltzer brand in California. And if you don't believe me, they have a massive following and a whole bunch of co-owners. Skinny Confidential, Lauren Bostic, The Salty Blonde, Haley Elefanti. You know, it's good. Their natural flavors include blackberry lemonade, pineapple, tangerine, lime, mango, strawberry, raspberry lemonade, tropical cherry, and watermelon. They believe in simple ingredients, craft brewed for great taste and guilt-free good times. This is what Ashland is all about. So you guys, for more on Ashland, follow them on Instagram at Ashland Hard Seltzer. Again, that's Ashland Hard Seltzer, and you can follow them on Instagram at Ashland Hard Seltzer.
Tell me everything.
Twin. It's actually really truth. Good.
It's really good.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
I like that. I said the same thing. I'm like,
it's actually good.
So
we always want to mean that in a rude way.
No, no, neither. I say the same thing
about
my
domain. It's actually good.
No, I'm like, wow, this is actually good.
We actually put a lot of work into it because we didn't want to just like slap a label on something and just like hawk it, you know? We like wine. I drink it a lot. She drinks rosé. And so we
all year. I'm not a rosé. I'm all year.
Rosé all year.
Drinks rosé all year round and then switches to red in the evening.
I was in summer.
Oh, in the evening. So from 9 to 9 to 6, rosé. 6 to midnight.
Dinner. Got it.
I like him. I'm coming to Jersey. Yeah.
You would like Mike Gormley.
You would like
Irishman. Oh, yeah. He's Irish. Very fun.
Irish from Buffalo. Oh, like
that's
it.
Why that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So we partnered with a California winery, award-winning, who make amazing wine. And we probably tasted hundreds of wine.
That's probably terrible.
So bad.
That's terrible.
I was in Cape Cod in the summer, and I got them because can't ship to fucking Canada. All this, like, we're Canadians who came out with a wine, and our Canadian mamas can't drink it. Is that ridiculous? Yes.
That is crazy.
9 to 12 months to get it into Stupid. The LCBO. Anywho, so I had to spend my family trip drinking wine in the Cape, and I tried, like, so many different kinds of wines. And then I narrowed it down. I came home pickled. And then we flew out to the winery and we had a big tasting. And I didn't want to tell Kat which one I had chosen. And we went around and the whole team was like watching Kat. And she literally chose the two. She didn't try hundreds, but we narrowed it down to like five for her. She chose the two that I had chosen.
I was so, we're so like, bored.
This,
you know,
is a
I'm
winner.
Like, I just. That
is true best friends forever.
Yes. They wanted to like, you know, go through every note. And I was like, if I'm not like, ugh. Like if I'm not barfing, this is the wine. And then I was like, because I, you know, I don't care where it sits or what the palate is. I'm like, I just want to drink. If I can drink it and it's good, let's move on. No,
and I had
I'm
a few
you.
Things I needed.
And she's like,
I
need tannins.
Be,
and
no, I want it to be light. I want it to be crisp. And important to me to like, I'm not drinking anything below 12%. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time with your skinny wine.
I want to get drunk.
And this is under five, exactly. Something about like under like,
under
I think it's 4 grams
of sugar
or something.
13.8% for a white?
Yeah. And it's
usually get that with a red.
Yeah. So she was like, high alcohol. I knew what I needed. I was like, I like this one. Let's end this meeting.
And it's twin truth because we are twin flames.
Gwyneth Paltrow's
Goop lady told us we're twin truths. I mean, we're twin flames and mom truths. So it was just the perfect pinky
not
swear.
Not soulmates, twin
What
flames.
Are your signs?
Oh my gosh. That is Pisces. Something's going on here with signs. Yeah. You're asking us a lot. I'm a Taurus.
Gemini.
Leo.
Oh, we're all different.
We're all different.
Wow.
My rising is in Gemini. You guys, we know you love beauty.
Yes, because
no,
we
I actually love it. And I'm a product whore.
Well, that's weird.
Which, by the way, being Canadian sucks. I used to have to like go through such levels.
By the way, you're glowing, right? That's not sweat?
Yeah, you are.
No, it's glowing.
Yeah, you're
glowing.
Yeah,
she glows.
Yeah.
She loves
I like,
glow.
I like a dewy glow.
Yeah.
We try
you,
that.
Yeah, you got that.
All right, can you kind of go through your 5-minute face?
Okay. No, and this changes like weekly. Like I think we're devoted to nothing.
We have a TikTok on our 5-minute face, which is take shit, put on our face. All I know is you blend now, right? Like everyone puts like white, black thing, red, like it's like everywhere, and then you just smudge it, and then you slap it on, and then you like just smack, 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 smack.
And then I see her, I'm like, your jawline doesn't match.
So then we go down, and then we like, what do you have? What do I have? What are you doing? What am I doing?
We share each other's stuff. We're not the same color skin at all, but we share all the same stuff. Start off with a Dr. Hushka.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Hushka, tinted?
Tinted day cream just to get hopefully get the glow for everything else I throw on my face. You're into real blush now. I got a free one.
We love a blush.
I'm in such a blush phase.
Me too. Oh, I'll show you.
She used to say to me, we were talking about like, you know, sometimes we came out with a few products and she's like, who wears blush? And me and a team member were like, we wear blush every day. And now she's a blush junkie.
It was highlighter.
Did you really say who wears blush?
Yeah, I mean, it was highlighter. I'm like a girl who wakes up, puts a ponytail, like my hair is down today. That's a huge accomplishment.
Your hair looks great, by the way.
I'm like a ponytail girl with like
a— Who makes that?
Westman Atelier. Do you know that?
Nope.
No. Oh, that's pretty. Listen,
do you put that in your lips and cheeks?
Lip, cheeks, ooh, everywhere. Ooh, ooh. What color is that one? Is Mimi? Is that Mimi? Chouchette.
That's Chouchette.
So Chouchette.
That looks great.
What's, Chouchette. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Isn't she good? Yeah, let me do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I'm going to go buy some Chouchette.
That's, you know, what you're doing right now is how—
We put makeup on.
And also, I have herpes on the mouth. And it's herpes reflex one.
No, but we call it—
I gave it to her after 10 years.
Now we call it herpes.
The herpes. No, herpes. I didn't give it to my husband yet. Yeah. And I gave it to her. She finally, she's like, I have a little thing on my
mouth. You know what? You don't like she doesn't give blowjobs, right? So he doesn't got herpes yet there.
I know, and we never kiss anymore.
So I was like, don't want to give a blowjob? Get herpes for life.
So sharing lipstick, careful. Yeah. I got it when I was 22, and I don't know where.
Yeah. And she gave it to me recently, and I go, what is this? And Natalie's like, oh,
no more blowjobs.
Got it.
And she also goes, I'm not even mad at you. You're not even mad.
I said that. I go, I'm not even mad about it.
You were so nice.
I've never had a cold sore till you gave it to me.
I'm so glad we shared that.
I can't believe it took you that long, by the way.
Yeah, just, by the way. I know.
Me?
You held out.
Neither.
Anyways, can I borrow some? I was about to give it to her. I was like, you know what? I'll take your herpes.
We can share herpes.
I don't have an outbreak.
No, we don't. It really, whatever's in our bag. And I really mean that. We go through phases of like NARS, Charlotte Tilbury. Then it's like—
Oh, we're big into Charlotte now.
Revlon.
I feel like everybody
like
is.
It's, you know, beautiful something skin, goes, that's why I started. Something goes viral on TikTok, then you get that.
Well, obviously.
You know, that's
and then you lose that and wait for the next thing. No, but yeah, we're big into Charlotte right now.
Her beautiful skin foundation I just started using. That's what I have on today.
Wait, tell me about the new— She has a— I have a new foundation. Like literally, she says this to me every 2 weeks. the new Lancôme.
Oh, Lancôme. Oh. It's a Lancôme CC cream. Okay. For every day, if you just want to look like glowy, but it's got more coverage than your average tinted moisturizer.
Like my Chanel one. I should get back on that. That Chanel one. Yeah, I like a Chanel one.
Oh, this is better.
Okay, better.
It's better because the Chanel one's a little watery.
Better get on Instacart.
I know my
textures. Get on Instacart.
Okay, so
go grab it now.
So here's my biggest tip with anything is you want it to have a texture that's like when you put it on your hand, you press it, it kind of stays a little wet, but isn't like washed out and too thin. But you don't want to be heavy.
Yes.
It's all about the texture, guys. And that Lancôme is the best textured CC cream I have used.
I guess that's what we're ordering.
Order it now. Do colors 2 and 3 because you guys can mix it.
You can mix it.
And also do it in your car because then you can
always.
Best lighting.
Always.
By the way, just so you know, I do chin hairs. Yep. I do mustache. I
in
do
the, in the car.
Oh,
in the
you
car.
Don't. You don't have nose hairs, right? You don't have that.
Not really.
You're a real blonde.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Not really.
You don't have it either.
I'm kidding. I do, but I don't.
Oh, I do.
She gets them wrap around that. Yank them out.
Come out and curl around.
So I have to rip them out.
Can do it with her fingers. She plucks them out.
Oh,
for me.
I can pluck them off my fingers.
I
now
can't
too.
Do it. I can't do it
on my chin. I get these little chin hairs, and my husband's favorite thing to do is to point them out.
Stop it!
And he'll be like, "Well, it's just blowing in the wind there. The light's
and then
reflecting
you grab it.
Off." He will actually pull it out for me, which is love.
That's disgusting.
Do you guys shave your face?
No.
What?
I know.
Should you not do that?
I'm scared.
I'm so
scared.
Was I.
But doesn't it grow back worse?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it?
It
you
does.
You have to do it a lot.
No,
we
it
do.
Does.
We
it grows
do it
back.
And then I have these here.
Those little hairs?
Those
do you bleach
hairs?
Them or wax them?
No, they're just there.
You leave them
you
there.
You can't see them. You can't see them.
They must be there for a reason. Protecting your mouth from
joy.
What is one product you can't live without?
Oh, it depends on the day. But, I feel like a good serum. Like a
what kind of good
a
one?
Face serum.
Oh,
I do love face oils.
I love
a face oil.
I'm using. Oh my god! It's like what's Essence the Complex. What is it? I forget.
What's
what it
the
is.
Name of the one that I love? Her name is Trish. She's a makeup artist.
McAvoy.
Trish McAvoy has this little one, and it's I put it on underneath my makeup, and it gives kind of a glow, and it's got that same texture that you said, but it's like a big pot, and there's a little bit of product, and it's really expensive, and I like it.
All right, you guys, it's all about our girl Tinks, the one and only Tinks. She has an amazing new podcast.
Tinks is the TikTok sensation digital creator who has grown so much in these past few years. She's massive now, and it's really only just the beginning. She was the first guest in an episode on our podcast, and I have to add, it's titled Beauty, Botox, and Boys, and the episode was truly incredible. But her new podcast, it's called It's Me, Tinks. In each episode, Tinks dives into all the hot topics, burning questions you want to hear. She loves product recommendations, Botox, Boys, and more, and all in snackable 20 minutes. You'll take your relationship with Tinks to the next level and get exclusive glimpses into her life. Tinks always knows what's new and what's the latest. Tinks is always on top of her beauty recommendations. She has great style and knows what's cool, trendy, and very of the moment. Her podcast is truly a lot of fun. And don't even get me started on her Rich Mom Starter Packs. They literally are the best. They're so funny. She's done so much research and she truly nails it in every way. She's also known for where to go, the best places in all of our major cities. So if you ever find yourself on vacation, look Tinks up. She really is an incredible tour guide. You can listen to It's Me, Tinks every Monday and Friday on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, the SXM app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss an episode.
Before we wrap up, we want to do a little hashtag mom truce rapid fire.
Okay.
With
Before
you
we wrap up, I asked to tell say me everyone sent us your ball video on TikTok.
Thanks a lot.
And everyone's like,
can you do it?
They okay. said, no. they go, we want to see you do this next. I've watched it like 4 times and I'm like, oh, this would be terribly.
No,
you guys were
so
very
fast.
Good at it.
I had to wear the clogs because
you
had
to
be taller.
Height?
I had to be taller.
That's hard. Yeah. But my favorite was when you guys actually shared the bloopers because you always assume when you see something, that's the first time you tried it. You guys are perfect.
And then you went under. It was really
we felt like we were J-Lo trying to choreograph it.
Bravo.
It was like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Yeah.
Bravo. It was.
Thank you.
I think we have it like 70, like
Thank
cheers.
You.
We have it like
Thank
70.
You.
I'm not kidding you when I say we probably have 1,000 people who are like, we want to see you do this.
I think you guys
I was
have
like,
to. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, lady.
Yeah.
Because there's no way we will be able to do it the way you did it.
No. You're welcome. You should 100% be doing it.
Okay, well, 100% try it.
If I could do it with my like lack of athleticism.
You were graceful. Her. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, go to TikTok. Or is it on? It's on Reels. I know
it's on Reels. TikTok.
Okay, yeah.
It's a ball challenge.
Ball challenge.
We decided.
Did you make it up?
No.
No, I think you found a challenge.
It.
Okay, good girl.
And we were like, you know, what can we do? We're best friends. We can do anything together.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I thought it looked so fucking easy.
Okay,
I
was like, we're going to do that
My husband,
one tonight where we grab onto each other's leg and then we're going to, then they have to do it.
Which one?
Which one? One where, you know, you're supposed, we've been trying to do it for the past 3 days. When you, I stand there and you
oh,
wrap around
yeah,
my
yeah.
leg.
Okay, we'll do it in our onesie outfits. I got these onesie outfits or like skin suits.
Okay.
Oh, totally.
Rapid fire mom truth edition. What kid's snack crumbs are at the bottom of your purse right now?
Oh, I forgot my purse at home, but most definitely probably what's in yours, like one of our crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crackers or goldfish.
How much sleep did you get last night? No kids.
Oh, like we went to bed at 9.
We were in bed at 9.
And woke up at 5 because East Coast time.
Right. Yep, gotcha. Yep, yep. What kids show have you watched the most?
Oh my, I'm embarrassed to tell you. My daughter is obsessed with the OG Kardashians. Like
oh, yeah.
back.
That's
worst. We
what
bought
was their store.
She's 12. Like, yeah, but whatever their store was and back to the beginning.
My kids aren't allowed to watch children's
By the way, my 6-year-old.
Children's television.
My 6-year-old watching the Kardashians. And Modern Family is on incessantly.
Oh, I love,
and
I love Modern Family.
And my 6-year-old's watching Modern Family. It's really quite mm-hmm. interesting.
Mm-hmm. Where do you guys go to get alone time?
A car together.
Yeah. Go-to cocktail.
Spicy margarita for her.
Me too.
Wine for me.
Twin Truths. Twin Truths. What's the song you listen to in the car with your kids? Is there a song right now?
You got no. Big energy.
Yeah, big energy. big energy.
Biggest pet peeve in life.
Like the way my husband eats popcorn. One at a time, sir. Not the whole hand in your face.
Oh my God. Biggest pet peeve.
I don't like when people I don't like rude staff like when you like pull up somewhere and they're rude to you for no reason. You know?
Like I just got here.
Yeah, yeah. And I like entitlement, like in, the, when you're mm-hmm. working with people and when people are rude to
Servers.
Oh, it drives me
insane. It's like one of our biggest pet peeves.
Our biggest pet peeves.
I really don't like that. It embarrasses me.
Are you morning or night?
Morning.
Morning.
Coffee or tea?
Both.
We were coffee. Now we're on a tea thing. We might get back to coffee when we get back.
Yeah.
Whatever. We do it together and we
you
order
do
the exact same
thing.
Do you yell?
Yes.
At my children all the time. All the time.
Weirdest thing you've had to do as a mom that you never thought you'd do?
Oh my God, when the penis gets stuck in the zipper and you have to get it out.
I only have girls.
That's never happened?
Not yet.
Oh, it happens. It was a onesie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Another thing. The balls or the penis?
It was the ball sack.
I can't remember.
It was the penis tip?
I can't remember. It was really bad. And then another thing I never thought that was really weird is that this is, we have a lot of boys, but when they have a boner, you think it's a UTI because they can't pee. So they're like, I can't pee, I can't pee. And then a mom with a lot of kids is like,
a lot of boys.
It's a boner. And you're like, oh.
So many boners in my house.
You keep them home from school because you call the doctor and then they can pee later. And you're like, that's weird. And then they're like, boner. Like, yeah. Oh,
there's like, mom, look how much it grows. I'm like, congratulations. Yeah, no.
What is the best thing about each other to you guys?
Oh, just the amount of, you know, it's so weird when people try to like say, what do you like about her? What do you like about her? Because when you live together, like really weirdly, it's like you're one. And I think that we simultaneously have so much fun together. And I think that you can't, like, that's probably the best thing
we
do.
I think that we're both like, when I look at her and I assume you, that you think the same, we are so non-judgmental, open-minded to anything, like are the first to say yes, both of us, like you, yeah, me too, yeah. And then we just get ourselves into all these fun situations because we're just ready to go.
We asked everyone on this podcast the same question. Kat and Nat, 10-year-old selves, what advice would you give yourself?
We have a whole chapter in our book. You know that? Our whole book.
But
we have
10-year-old selves. Like, whoa, I thought I had an answer there. I took the mic. I have no idea. I would just say, like, don't worry about not – don't worry that you have no idea what's going on in school. It's going to be okay.
I think also, like, just a fuck it. Like, honest to God, fuck it. Like, you're going to get embarrassed. You're going to fall down. You're going to fail. It's going to be messy. It's going to be dirty. But the people who – you'll find your people and just trust the process and don't get caught up in the small things because 10 through, like, 23 is just your era to learn and fuck up. And then you get through it and, like, that's not your life. And I think so many teenagers get caught in peaking. Like, that's, like, the pressure. And I'm like – just be weird.
And when they call you weird, think of it as a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, I say that to Brooks all the time.
Yeah, oh my God, be
people
a weirdo.
Like, you're weird. Whenever I was like, thank you. Myself, and now it's a thank you. Thank you for calling me weird. It means I'm not like everybody else.
You guys definitely buy Mom Secrets. Listen to Mom Truths.
Thank you.
Kat and Nat, follow them. You guys are amazing.
Obsessed.
I cannot wait to see you
tonight.
Dress normally
at dinner. At dinner.
I mean. This is like the highlight. Like,
yeah,
I love you.
It was the highlight.
But like,
we're so happy.
I feel like this is like the foursome best friends.
Yeah, I agree.
No, three just Canadians and one American.
Oh, for
you're
once?
In. Yes.
Although I'm a double citizen, by the way.
Are you really?
Dual. I'm both.
So two on two.
I have my American citizenship.
Oh, I love it.
I saw my Canadian.
Married to Americans.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? You can't kick me out.
Oh, we're going to go do a TikTok, I hear.
Yeah, we're going to go do something. That's Should we do something fun?
Love.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. We love you guys. We will see you guys next week.
Love you and love
Kat and Nat. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emma Shagormally. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.